So I will chant 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. See, Pujari, she is Bangladeshi. Oh, you're from Calcutta, not Bangladesh. Yes, yeah. Calcutta Bengali is different from Bangladeshi. A little bit. So you can repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So you repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is a recitation of chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita. We have Vivan here, and he's having his first grain ceremony, also known as Gopal Prabhu Ki Jai. So chapter 15 is divided into four sections, and those four sections are made into an acronym. H-O-M-E, home. So we begin with the first six.
Urdvamulam madashakam mashatam brahur avyayam chandam siyasya parnani yastam veda savedavit adashturdvam prashitashta shashaka Guna pravida vishaya plavaha adashtumulani anasantatani karmanu bhandini manushaloke narupamasyeha tato palavyate nando nachadi nachasampatishta ashvatam menam sivaruda mulam asanga sastrena jidena chitva Tathapadam tatparimagitavyam yasmin gata nani vartande bhuyaha tameiva chanyam purusham prapadye yata priviti prashita purani nirvana moha jita sangadosya adhyatmanitya vinivitta kama dvandir vimukta sukaduka sangir kachante mudha Padama Vyam Thad Natad Vasayate Suryo Nashashanko Napavaka Yatkatva Ninivartante Tadama Parama Mama.
So herein Krishna describes our situation. He explains whether our present place is a home or hotel. So what do you think the answer is? Is this world the home or the hotel? Hotel. So hotel means you cannot stay very long. Don't repaint the walls. Don't retile the floor. Don't nail your picture on the wall. You cannot stay very long, and it is owned by someone else. So he gives this elaborate analogy of a tree that is upside down, with its roots going upward and its branches going downward, symbolizing that this world is the reflection of our actual home. So if you see an apple in the reflection, what can you do with that apple? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? Can you smell it? Can you even see more than half? Only half. So less substance is there in the reflection. Less qualities. So this world has less than what the spiritual world has to offer. This is not our home. But we should actually strive to go back to our home. Yasmin gada na nivartande buya. That place having which having gone, you never have to take birth again. That place where there is no need for sunlight. No need for moonlight, nor even fire. Everything is self-luminous. And once you go there, that there's no more rebirth. Sangsara. There's no more repetition on and on again. Krishna says that is my abode. So the next letter is what? What is the next letter? Yes. And the acronym. H. O. Home. Yes. So the next section, Krishna describes this samsara over and over and on again. So he says, Shariram yana vapnoti yat chapi yat kramatishvaraha grihitvaitani samyati vayur ganda nevashayat mimevam sho jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manasastanji inchiani prakatishtani karshati shrotram chakshu spashanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha adishchaya manaschayam vishayam upasevate utkramantam stitam bhapi bhunjanam vagunanvitam Vimura narupashanti pashanti gyana chakshushaha yatanto yoginashchainam pashatma atmavashchatam yatanto katatmano nainam pashanti chetasaha. So he says that my parts and parcels, my ansha, may ansho, are called the jivas, the spirit souls. And they are eternally a small part and parcel. He is very eager. Very eager. It is coming. Coming. Okay, you can still hear, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yes. She had a nice smile in the kirtan. So, Krishna says that the jivas are sanatana ansha. eternally my part. Sometimes some foolish philosopher will say, you practice spiritual life, then you become Bhagavan. But Krishna is here saying, you're not Bhagavan, you're just a little spark, Sanatana, eternally. They say, no, I want to be the Bhagavan. Yeah, what kind of Bhagavan are you? Can you stop your hair from growing? Can you stop your wrinkles from coming? Can you stop your old age? Can you stop your sickness? Can you stop your disease? Can you stop your death? What kind of Bhagavan are you? But in their head, someone can imagine, yes, I am Bhagavan. So then he says, he says, Shariram Yaravapnoti. So we're giving up one body. Shariram Yaravapnoti yat utkramat Ishvara, and accepting another body. Grihitvaitani samyati vayur ganda devashet. Just as the air is carrying an aroma. So the soul is being carried in this body, or carrying a body. But the soul is pure. As air has no flavor, but when it associates with tamagun, smells like garbage. When it associates with something nice, smells very sweet. So when the body is associating with tamagun, or the person, the soul is associating with tamagun, then he gets next life, very tamagun body. Maybe a slug. Last life, he wanted to be like a slug. Next life, desire is fulfilled. A Rajagun body, he wants to be powerful. Becomes tiger, next life. Or he is Sattvagun. What is life? Who am I? What am I? Then, human body. Just as the air is carrying aroma, Krishna says, Shrotram. Chakshu sparshanam cha rasanam grahanam eva cha dishtam manaschayan. So he's getting a different type of ear, eye, sense of touch, taste, smell. Different type of body is getting with the mind. And again, he's trying to enjoy the temporary and exploit the energies. Dharyate jagat. He's trying to control everything. Then he says, Utkramantam stitam vapi bhunjanam vaganadvitan vimuda nanu pashanti pashanti kana chakshusha. So those who are foolish, they do not see how the soul is living, existing, enjoying within the body and giving up the body. Pashanti Gyana Chakshusha, but those whose eyes have been trained with knowledge, they can see. So I were to ask your son, in 1 year, if I ask him, is there a battery in this phone? What will he say? He doesn't have the wisdom yet to see how the battery is there. Now, Mataji, is there battery in the phone? This phone, is there any battery? Yes, yeah. Light is coming on. You see? So it means battery is there. Now, have you seen battery? No. But you see the symptoms. So Krishna is saying similarly, like the clock is there. You see, battery must be there. Symptom is there. But we don't see battery. But we see symptoms. So those who have jnana, they have that training. They understand the presence of the battery. Those who have training can understand the presence of the soul. Gatanto yoginash chayanam. But those who have not yatanto yoginas chayanam bashantir vashtam, those who practice spiritual life, they can see this. Yatanto kritatmano, but those who are miserly and don't actually try to practice spiritual life, they cannot see even if they try. So it takes some type of spiritual training. Just like if the car begins to smoke, you come out, you look inside the hood, and then you scratch your head. Because you don't know what is going on. With the same training, though, you look at the same thing and you understand what is going on. So next letter is M. M stands for maintainer of the body, of the mind, and of the soul. So you gotta, it says scam likely. So Krishna, how does he maintain the body? How is he our maintainer?
Yaragatityagatam chejo jagat basayate kilam yachchandramasi yachchagno tattejo vidimamakam gamavishyata bhutani dhayaha mamaujasha pushnami chashri sarva sumabhutvarasatmakaha Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashita Pranapana Samayukta Pachanam Chaturvidam Sarvaschachaham Hridishani Vishto Matasmiti Ajhanam Apohanam Cha Vidishta Sarvir Aham Bhavidyo Vedantukrit Vedavit Eva Chaham.
So these verses, 12 through 15, Krishna says, that light of the sun, the light of the moon, and the power within fire, that comes from me. How will you survive without sunlight? How will you get food? How will you survive without the moon? The moon is also causes the growth of vegetables, just like the tide. It's so powerful, the moon draws the fluids up into the plant. Like if you cut a plant on the lunar eclipse, the sap will be pulled out. Just like it can lift the whole ocean up. So that is called lunar burn. So moon also affects how we get our food. And fire. How, you know, if you want to have nice variety of food, then you need fire to digest. You can't just have everything raw, uncooked. You want to have nice variety. Sure. Then he said, Gambavishyata Bhutani. He enters into all planets. Dharyaham Aham Ojasha. And he keeps them, Dharyaham. He holds them afloat. He is the principle of gravity. Ojasha Pushnami Choshidi Sarva. And by the influence of the moon, he gives that flavor to the vegetables. Samaputpa Rasatmaka. With a nice flavor, Rasatmaka. Now, what do you say? I'm a survivalist. In my basement, I have a bunker. I have all kinds of canned food. I have electric stove, everything. I don't need you, Krishna. Then this is the kicker right here. And this is the pertinent one for this event. Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva. I am Vaishnavanara. The fire of digestion in all beings. Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashita Pranapana Samayukta Pachanam Chaturvidam. Without my help, you cannot digest. So during this ceremony, we're praying Krishna to grant nice digestion because that is how we get our energy and our health. There's what is called food, that which gives nourishment and energy. Then there is, in Ayurveda, there is called a medicine, that which helps us to digest the food. And then there is called poison, that which is undigestible, that causes, that becomes problematic. So we ask Krishna, please help this Gopal Vivan have nice digestion. Then the last verse, last section is letter E is for essence.
Dvayama purusho loke kshareksare vacha shareksarva bhutani kutaksharu uchate utama purushashtvanya paramatmeti dahrita Yoloka chayma visha vipata ava ishvaraha yasmat sharamati toham maksharat apichodatma atosmi loke vedecha prahita purushottama yomameva samodo janati purushottama sasarva vidbhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata Iti gayatamam sastram idam muktva vayanaka etat bhutpa bhudiman shatkrita kritashtravaratha Om Tat Sariti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supana Sastru Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Purushottama Yoga Panchadashodhyayaha.
So Krishna ends the chapter describing that there are two types of souls in this existence. Both, there are the conditioned souls in the material world, and then there's the liberated souls in the spiritual world. But then he says, but there's another person. Uttama purushashtvanya paramatmeti dashrita. There is the supreme person. And he is known as super soul, paramatma. Yo lokachayama visha vivati ava ishvaraha. He is that being who enters into all planets and keeps them afloat. And maintains all beings. So somebody says, I'm God. Ask him, which planets are you keeping afloat? Tell me, how are you maintaining all those beings? What have you done? Yasmat sharam atito ham maksharat apichodanma tosmi loke vedecha prahita purushottama. So because I'm beyond the conditioned soul and the liberated soul in the spiritual world, I am celebrated in the world, loke, vede, and the Vedas, as the prahita purushottama, as the supreme person. And yomameva samodo janati purushottama, one who knows this without a doubt, that I, Krishna, am the supreme person. Sasarva vit. He has all the wits. Sasarva vit, that's where you get the English word wit. Vit means to know, knowledge. Sasarva vit, bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata. And such a person fully engages in my service. Iti guyatamam sastram, this is the great secret of the Vedas. Idam bhutva mayanaka. And I can explain this to you, Arjuna, because you are without sin, anaka. Etat bhutva buddhiman shat krita kritashtravarata. And knowing this, you become wise. And all your endeavors lead to perfection. So this is also a blessing for Vivan, Gopal Prabhu. He becomes spiritually wise. And everything he does leads to perfection.
Hari Om Tat Sat.
So, You can repeat after me.
Aham Vaishnavanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita Pranapana Samayukta Pachanam Chaturvidam